Champaign County voters rejected a referendum last April that would have eliminated the auditor as an elected office. The question was put on the ballot after News Gazette reports that analyzed phone and email records to conclude that current auditor Tony Fabry spent little time at the auditor's office. In response, Fabry says he's a full-time auditor, even if he's not always at the office. But the controversy has brought out other candidates for auditor who have joined the chorus of Fabry's critics.
I think that there needs to be some confidence restored to the position.
At the very least, I think he has not discharged the duty of being accessible, being incommunicado.
Well, he hasn't been working at all, as far as anyone can tell.
Well, I know that there's very little communication that comes out of the auditor's office.
Those were the voices of auditor candidates Ben Carlson, George Danos, Kevin Sandifer, and John Farney. Farney, the only declared Republican candidate, works in the county clerk's office and has run in county elections before. He says Fabry doesn't stack up to Urbana Mayor Laurel Pressing, who won a close election 35 years ago to become the first in an unbroken string of Democratic Champaign County auditors.
I remember if you wanted to see Republicans on the county board pulling their hair out and red-faced, it was because Laurel Pressing was questioning the way they did things. And that's what we need in the auditor's office, somebody that's willing to go out and ask those questions and make people defend the way they're spending the taxpayers' money.
Farney says he would draw on his experience in the county clerk's office and his prior experience as a newspaper reporter to make sure he gets the answers he needs about county finances. Farney may have the least experience with numbers and finances of all the declared candidates for auditor, but none of the candidates claim they would do the actual auditing if elected. Democrat George Danos, whose financial background includes jobs in the healthcare and insurance industries, says he would work to make sure county government is fiscally responsible based on the recommendations of his staff.
They're there 8 to 5 crunching numbers, and when issues come up that are political in nature or involve a conflict of interest, that is the duty of the county auditor to engage in collaboration or confrontation along those lines. So no, I would definitely want to front for the staff.
Back when Republicans dominated Champaign County government, it was easy for a Democratic auditor to say she would protect the county from the other party's fiscal mistakes. But with more Democrats in county government today, the current candidates all say party affiliation doesn't define them. Ben Carlson is a self-described conservative Democrat who works in the insurance industry.
No party affiliation should be where the auditor's at. You know, it's not about whether I'm a Democrat or a Republican. It's about working together with the other county board members and the team in the office, as well as in the county.
Another issue the auditor candidates come together on is the need for greater public transparency. One popular idea is putting county financial records online. Democrat Kevin Sandifer says he wants to put information online that's easy for people to search through and understand, but he doesn't want to put a strain on the auditor's staff.
You don't want to be creating extra work for the people in the auditor's office. They already are doing an outstanding job under the circumstances, but I think that if you had someone who actually showed up for work, then they would be able to pick up some of that slack in terms of making the information available to the public.
So what does the current auditor say? In an email to Illinois Public Media this month, Tony Fabry said he did not yet have a solid answer on whether he'll seek re-election. If Fabry decides to run for auditor again, it's not too late. The window for submitting ballot petitions to the Champaign County Clerk for the March primary is still 3 weeks away. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.